Good to see you guys.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I wanted to ask you about, here at the outset, about the ability to take hits, take punishment over the course of a year. And I know we've talked a lot in the past about, you know, just the physical regimen you put yourself through.
Yeah.
But how long does it take now for your body to feel all right? And for dozens of seasons, I don't feel okay again on Thursday. How long does it take?
Yeah. Probably depends on the game. I'm feeling pretty good today. So, honestly, I mean, I know you guys think I'm crazy when I say it, but probably when I was younger, it was a lot harder for me. So now I actually feel better, faster, just based on all the things I do. So today I feel good. I mean, I feel good.
Is some of that learning how to take the punishment? How your body reacts, how it accepts it, understanding how to move and lessen it just at the last second?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think, you know, decision-making is important for all players. You know, I tell the receivers all the time, you know, you catch the ball in traffic, you know, you're a 190-pound receiver, you got 240-pound linebackers. I mean, to, like, run and take, you know, that amount of force, like, for one extra yard and then, you know, you miss three games, I don't think that helps us very much. Mm-hmm. So, same as a quarterback. I mean, you know, you stand in the pocket, you know, guys, you do have to learn how to, like, you know, find the way down in a way that you'll be able to get up and try to play the next play, especially your right shoulder. I think for me, more so than anything, I try to land more on my left shoulder, you know, than my right shoulder, because you only got one right shoulder, and I need this for a lot of throws. And the more hits you take on it, I mean, the harder it is to take, so... you know, I just do the best I can do. And, you know, there's some luck involved, but let's go again, baby. Let's line them up and play. Yeah.
What type of challenges does this Panthers defense present for you guys this week?
Big. I mean, at the first ranked defense in the league, I think, or points or yards or, I mean, everything. They, I feel like I said that every week. We're playing some good defenses, and we've got – these guys are incredible. The linebacking core, the D-line, and they got a lot of veterans. So they're tough. I mean, tough to move the ball on. You know, they barely gave up any points the first couple weeks. The Saints play them a bunch. I mean, I guess they figured out a way to score some points. But it's a tough matchup because I think they're very talented. There's no easy yards. I mean, they attack the football. And the linebackers intercept. I think they have more interceptions than any team in the league in the last 5 years or something like that. They just make it tough. And they got a lot of guys in pursuit or around the ball. Just a very good defense.
You said it after the game the other day, and we all know you're a positive person. How positive do you remember being with the ref after the last regular season game against the Panthers 4 years ago?
I wasn't very positive. I don't think I said very nice things to him. So I'd like to apologize to him. But, yeah, that was a little unfortunate. I wish we got that call. That would have been a good call. That would have been a fun next play, I'll tell you that. One play left in the game, but oh well.
You might be interested to know, we talked to Luke Kuechly today on the conference call.
Yeah.
And he said, might have got away with one.
Oh, man, let's replay that one then, too, see what happens. I wish we could do that, but, yeah, that was a tough game. I think that speaks a lot to their team, you know, that particular game. It was a hard-nosed, hard-fought game. We had to earn every yard, and it came down to the end, and it comes down to a couple plays, just like last week. That's football season. You never know which play it's going to be. And, you know, that last one we played against them came right down to the end. A lot of situational plays that they made, we didn't make. And, you know, you got to expect those type of games every week. I mean, we're playing against a really good team. I mean, Cam's one of the great players in the league, and they got a great defense. They run the ball. They got some good receivers. I mean, it's a tough matchup.
Tom, Bill described a play recently on the team's website. That happens a Hogan 47-yard game. And said that that was something that wasn't a play that you guys came into the game with. It was something that Josh basically drew up. How often does that happen? And how challenging, I guess, is that to execute in the middle of a game like that?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I think that's the advantage of having, you know, great coaching and, you know, guys that can evaluate those things so quickly. And we kind of saw how they were making adjustments and, I think, you know, the ability to do that on offense, you know, the experience and the confidence that the coaches have in the players, you know, it's everyone working together. It was a great, It was just a great play. It was a big play in the game. And, you know, you need those type of adjustments. You can't, especially early in the year, it's hard to figure out exactly how they're going to play things. It's kind of a long off season to evaluate what they do, how they're going to play us. And then you get out there early in the game, you see how it goes. And then, you know, if you need to make adjustments, you got to be able to do it. And I've said before, you hate to, you know, wait till Monday morning to say, man, when we play them the next time, these are the things we want to do. You'd rather do that in the middle of the second quarter, saying, all right, this is how they're going to play it. Boom, we know exactly what to go to. So that's important. And it ended up being big play in the game and made a lot of adjustments over the course of the game, the coaches pointed out. And the players have to be able to adjust and maybe without practicing the play, still go out there and execute at a high level. So, you know, that's NFL football for you.
On that same note, Chris had a touchdown, another touchdown that day, and it seems like there's a running joke on social media that he, like, has the power of invisibility, that all of a sudden he appears out of nowhere, he's wide open. Similar thing, like, in the AFC Championship game, super open then. What does that say about him, that he has that ability to just appear, like, very wide open?
I think he's, you know, dependable and consistent, and you know, he's been out there every week, you know, working hard to improve, and just impressed with his, you know, knowledge of what we're doing, the offensive role that he plays, and it's grown since he's got here. And I mean, he was a lacrosse player in college that, you know, decided to play football, and he's done such a great job. So, you know, we're all learning each other, and you know, the more we get on the ball, especially on big plays like that, the two touchdowns he had were big plays, savvy plays that he needs, you know, to really, you know, there's little intricacies to both those routes, you know, and he ends up being wide open on both. So those were great plays by him.
Tom, Devin McCourty, last weekend when things were going on, he was the guy that a lot of the players on the team went to talk about things. Just can you speak to what he means to this team in the locker room and on the field too?
Yeah, he's been such a consistent, dependable player since he got here. I mean, got here as a corner, made the Pro Bowl in his first year. You know, eventually moved into safety. He's been out there every week, so consistent, you know, in his ability to stay on the field and make plays. And I think he has the respect of everybody, players, coaches, everybody from, you know, young guys, old guys, different backgrounds and so forth. I think he's just a great person. And, you know, everyone has a lot of respect for him and really trusts his input on things. And he just has, you know, the respect from, you know, the entire team. It says a lot about him.
When there is this exchange of ideas on things not pertaining to football, but that people get emotional about, do you have kind of an open locker policy with guys, check in and see you good with whatever we do, or do you have any questions for me? Because you are of a different age, pointed out again for the 30th time.
Yeah, I'm different.
Where you can have maybe an exchange of ideas with these guys about different things and different ways to do things.
Yeah, I think it's just an ongoing, you know, it's, I think the dialogue's always open. I think that's important for any team. And, you know, hard and fast rules, it's, you know, maybe in this day and age it's a little bit tougher than they used to be. But I just think it's overall, you know, trust that everyone is here to do the same thing. And you know, I think everyone has a great deal of respect for each other in the locker room. You know, we show up, we try to work hard every day and always put the team first. And, you know, also understand there's extenuating circumstances at times. And you have to respect, you know, the people that you play with. And, you know, like I said after the game, just the love that you have for the players and, you know, for things that are important to, you know, individuals. So it's just a, you know, I think we have a great locker room. I think we have some good leadership. You know, I think we're still evolving. And hopefully, you know, it's early in the season. There's a lot of room to make improvement, certainly on the field. And that's what we're trying to do.
Tom, how has that leadership evolved over the years that you know, who have you looked back on and said, you know, I liked what he did, and now I kind of incorporate this. If guys come to me, as Tom said, what are they, you know, what do I do in that situation? How has that evolved over your career, along with everything else?
I've been with a lot of great leaders, you know, and everyone has a little different flavor to it. You know, there were so many guys that I've looked up to that, you know, some guys do it by their voice. Some guys do it by their play. Some guys do it, you know, in lesser ways, just, you know, doing their role and, you know, encouraging. You know, but everybody finds a role. And I think, you know, naturally the guys with experience, and really it comes down to dependability too, dependability of how that person's playing and the consistency of their attitude. And, you know, when they say something that you go, wow, I listened and it worked, you know, and that I think makes for a good leader. So I've been very blessed between, you know, coaches, and we have great leadership with, you know, our coach, and he provides it, you know, to us every day. And, you know, it funnels down to the older players and the experienced players and captains and, you know, down all the way to the guys who are, you know, here for their first year.
Tom, with all the attention on the anthem, you guys talked about it, what you're going to do going forward, and how do you not make it something that's divisive in your locker room?
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants that. I mean, we just, like I said, we really, you know, to focus on, you know, our jobs and showing up here, that's what we're here for, and, you know, that's where the focus needs to be. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be conversations, you know, as we continue to go forward, and, you know, we'll see, you know, how it goes.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom.